On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston shares the most helpless and frustrating feeling he gets regularly, and how the list of items that without them, people might die, should now include the internet.
The most helpless and frustrating feeling I get is when my kids come to me and tell me the internet isn't working. It happens a lot, because our internet goes out a lot. The internet is out again, they say, and stand there, staring, as if I've disconnected it purposefully. I'm sorry, I say, yet they stand there, staring, as if it's my fault. What do you want me to do about it? The tension in my voice rising. I can hear it, they can hear it. We've been through this routine so many times before, I know where it's gonna go. We replay it line by line each time. Call someone, they say. And I have. I've called. Many times, and I still do. I've texted. I've contacted the internet provider via social media. Nothing helps. Nothing works. Our provider is famously good at reading their scripted apologies off their computer screen. But solve the problem? No. They can't. Or they won't. All they know how to do is apologize. Our service disappears randomly throughout the day and night. Sometimes it's crackling fast, then suddenly gone for hours. Or it's very, very slow. Slower than first generation dial-up, then gone for a while, then back from nowhere with blazing speed before it stops. If you're thinking, you should find a new provider, you're right. But the only other provider in our neck of town is just as unpredictable and unreliable as the one we use. If you're thinking, you should get your kids to call. They won't. My kids avoid talking to humans on the phone. The provider only knows how to apologize. My kids only know how to complain. No one does anything. Yesterday, I texted my neighbors, hoping they had news of a new provider coming to our part of town. No such luck. I did learn, though, that my neighbors are having the same problems we're having, and others are having similar problems with the other provider. This made me feel a little better. It's not just us. My misery found its company. But our neighborhood is resigned to two choices, awful or just as awful. I think it's time we add internet service to lists of items that without them make life nearly unbearable and increases the suffering already forced on mankind. And in the end, people could die from the lack of it. On that list is water and food. In the Deep South, the list should include electricity, which powers our air conditioners, and now internet. The internet is the tube through which nearly all my household's communication and entertainment is delivered. And without it, my kids stand in front of me complaining, staring, with their looks of contempt at my inability to solve their problems when they say, "Dad, the internet is out again." And what I have to hold myself back from doing is how people might die from the lack of it. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.